back, and then Adam.
This question is for Mason. With the offensive efficiency that you guys had tonight, coming back and rolling that in next year, I know that one game doesn't make the whole next season, but what do you feel like you can take away from this game in terms of what you can accomplish next year, and what are your personal goals for next year?
I think, you know, this is definitely going to help us kind of propel us into the offseason and keep us, you know, high and encourage us to, you know, have a great offseason mentally and physically and really get after it. But, you know, I think tonight we just executed and, you know, kind of got a little bit of a bitter taste out of our mouth. I told the guys, you know, pregame, let's just let it all out. Let's let all the frustration out and really executed well. I mean, these guys over here, heck of a job on defense. I mean, it was almost a shutout there till, you know, kind of the end there. So hats off to defense, and then just proud to be a part of this and way to execute tonight.
Coach Gundy has joined the press conference. If you have questions, please raise your hand.
Another question for Mason. They had some injuries in their defensive backfield their coach just revealed to us. When you look back at the Pittsburgh game and they just decided to play you guys man-to-man and James had 296 yards receiving, did you see that again tonight? Like, they were going to have problems covering James?
I think we saw on film, you know, they had a couple of really good corners. You know, it was a good secondary. We knew that going in. And, you know, we hadn't really felt like they hadn't been challenged all year. And so, you know, Coach Yurcich, Coach Gundy wanted to come out and take some shots and really challenge them on the outside. And we did that. We made big-time plays. Our receivers came down with it and made my job a lot easier.
Also joining the press conference, James Washington's joining. Please raise Adam in the front.
Jordan, you know, almost the first shutout since 2012 for Oklahoma State. What got into you guys defensively tonight?
Man, we just know what we're capable of. You know, the last three games of the season, I think the defense played great. We really played with a savage mentality, and that showed today. So really it's just about being physical. We were. We didn't want any points on the board, and we showed that against TCU and then a little bit against OU until the second half when we started playing a little slow. But, man, we got a lot of fast guys on the defense, and we definitely showed that tonight.
As I fix my camera here. Mason, can you talk about the trick play? And I was right there. I saw you really lowered your shoulder at the end there too, man.
Yeah. We'd practiced that a lot throughout bowl prep. And Chris made a great play. There was kind of some leakage there underneath. So he did a good job of getting it to me. And we blocked it up really well. I think we ran that a couple years ago with the Cactus Bowl. I remember that. And got a lot further than we did then. So that was fun. And just fun to kind of pull out one of those trick plays and execute it well. Of course not, no. That's why we got, you know, Rob Glass to work with us, so no. I wasn't afraid at all, you know, probably should have, you know, in hindsight, probably should have hurdled him, but I don't know if I got that in the tank. So.
I'm not real fired up about it, just so you know.
Yeah.
let's keep the questions to the players, and then we'll let them
you guys finish up with them, then I'll let them go shower up.
Vincent, you were a defensive player of the game. Talk about that, how you feel about that, how proud you are of that.
It's just an honor, you know. I couldn't do it alone. My teammates helped me out from Mote to Eric to DQ to the DB standing coverage. I was able to get a sack because of them. And we just executed the play. So all my plays came from my teammates. So I thank them.
Well, I think you had a sack on Lufau. You seemed to the rest of the D linemen stop the run as well as the pass. What was the key tonight against them?
Really just winning your one-on-one battles and executing the plays that Coach Spencer and our coaches call.
Any final questions for players?
Back. Yeah, for James. You had a lot of open looks tonight, one-on-one coverage. When you're standing out there and you know the play is, you know you've got man-on-man, and you know Mason's looking to you, what's that like? And as the ball's in the air, I know you dropped that one that kind of hit your face mask. It would have been a touchdown. Did that motivate you as well?
I'd say it did. Kind of ate me up, but, I mean, I couldn't do that without offensive line blocking for Mason and running backs also, and Mason throwing great passes. So I have to thank my team for that.
Doesn't happen often. He hated it as much as I did, so.
But after he dropped it, he got up, ran back to the huddle, and made another play. Didn't show any emotion, right?
Yes, sir.
Didn't show any emotion. Just play the next play.
That was James, Mason, and Gundy on transcription. Questions for players?
Hey, James, were you surprised as much single coverage you got early on? And when you did see that, did you sort of know what type of day you'd have?
Not at all. Like Coach Gundy always tells us, they did it for 12 games. They're not going to change anything now. So kind of watched film and did what the coaches told me to do. And we executed pretty good, I thought.
Back.
James, just a follow-up on that, to have the type of day that you had and then to get injured in the third quarter like you did, what's going through your head? Was that a pretty painful experience?
It wasn't at all. I had teammates there to help me get through it. And, you know, our medical staff got me back right, and I came out and cheered my team on and finished the win.
John in the front.
This question is for Jordan and Vincent, both. How much fun was this game playing here in your hometown with friends and family and being able to put on this kind of a show?
Really, before the game, I went up to Stearns and I just told him, we playing at home, let's put on a show. And we managed to do that and we came out with a victory.
Yeah, it was just fun to fly around, you know, just come back home, like you said, play in front of the people you love. And then with your brothers, you know, you work all off season to get here. And it's truly a blessing, man, to finish here.
How many tickets did you end up getting?
I ended up with 14.
I had 19.
Stearns, tell them what you said at the end of the team prayer at pregame meal.
I just told him to come out here and have fun. I mean, that was my personal mindset because it being my last game, and I just kind of wanted to share that with my teammates. Like, you know, you don't get these times back, and Coach Gundy does a great job of preaching that, and I always absorb it, you know, just living in that moment. And I think we did a great job of doing that and just soaking it all in. I know at one point I was just looking in the stands like, man, and it's crazy because it's over. But, man, truly a blessing and just extremely grateful for Coach Gundy, the coaching staff, even, you know, giving me a scholarship, and then these people I've met, it's an honor. So,
and they're being humble on defense, but basically what we asked them to do a month ago was to come out and be physical and stay on the attack, pressure the quarterback, and hit hard. That's what we asked them to do, and that's what they did.
Thank you, Jordan. And then Coach Gundy, Jim, question.
For James, reputations for next season, expectations for next season, often set, and how a team finishes its bowl. With you and Mason coming back, and the effort that was put here tonight, the impressive win, what do you think this sets you guys up for expectations-wise next season?
I think it just sets us up to do greater things. You know, we'll have Marcel and all of our weapons back, and I'm looking forward to coming out next year and doing the same thing and hopefully ending with a greater outcome.
Question in the back.
Yeah, question for Mason and also for Jordan. For Mason and then for Jordan. Confetti, fireworks, balloons falling from the ceiling, a big party, the signs you guys were all passing around, posing for pictures. Tell us, just describe that scene, your own personal perspective, what that felt like.
Big Daddy over here, he kind of evaded the Gatorade dump. It kind of pissed me off because we had him, and then he saw us at the last second, and then he got away. But it was fun, man. It was, you know, I think you know, only winning one, you know, the Cactus Bowl a couple of years ago. That was just playing in a bigger bowl, you know, with just, you know, more fans and you know, playing in a hometown with Stearns and Vincent, man. It was a home feeling. We had a great crowd showing, and that's what you play for. That's what you work for all year. Is that those moments when you get to, you know, kind of just look up at the balloons and just think about, you know, what it took to get here.
Yeah, man. I just kind of stood back and reflected just on how far we've come as a team, and you know, even my time, how far I've come. And I mean, I just watched James and Mason. I mean, James and Vincent go up and receive their award, and man, just, you know, took it all in, man. Like I said, this is the last game back home, and man, I just extremely proud of everybody on this team, the coach and staff, everybody. So I was just reflecting, man, and man, just thinking about how grateful I was.
Thank you, Mason. Jordan in the back.
Mason, when you talk about what it took to get here, what are you most proud of when you look back on this season and this team?
I think, you know, just after hitting a couple road bumps early, just really demoralizing win there or loss there against Central Michigan, and just the leadership of this team, you know, Coach Gundy, and being able to challenge us to come back that next Sunday and just work our butts off and put our heads down. And you know, he told us, hey, our backs are up against the wall after we lost to Baylor there, and to go on that streak like we did and really rise to the occasion. Was really proud of this team and the leadership of this team.
Final question, Senator.
Mason, I know the Pac-12 got a lot of hype in the season, as well as the SEC, mm-hmm. Big Ten. What did this win over a highly regarded Colorado team mean for people that follow Big 12 football?
You know, I thought Colorado was a great team coming in. I still do. Obviously, it's one of the strongest conferences in the nation. But you know, I think we're 2-0 against the Pac-12, and really excited about that. And I think there's a lot to be said about the Big 12 as well.
Thank you, players. Coach Gundy will stay. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, please raise your hand.
Good job, guys. Good job, Stearns. Stearns is a little rough around the edges sometimes, you know.
Adam in the front.
Mike, do you see anything different in your defense tonight? A different aura or vibe or scheme? I don't know. What was different?
Our defense? As I said earlier, I mean, if you give the Cliff Notes version of what happened with our plan was to be ultra aggressive on special teams. We had some other things planned we weren't able to use based on the looks that we saw. Offensively, for the most part, we're always aggressive. Would have been more, but the latter part of the second quarter and the second half, the corners and safeties were playing so far off that we didn't have very much game plan built for that style of play because they hadn't played that way all year. And then defensively, I challenged them the first practice in a meeting to blitz, to attack, to be aggressive, and to be the most physical team on the field. And that's what they did tonight. Sometimes it works, sometimes it didn't, but it worked for us tonight.
Question? John, do you have a question?
Eyes in the back of your head, is that another reason for the mullet?
Well, the mullet kind of blocks the view, but when you're as small as I am and you play at this level, you have to learn to avoid contact at all times, and eyes in the back of your head help. Mason's bigger. He can take him more hits than I could.
Well, on a more serious note, of course, that San Antonio quartet really came to play, as the whole defense did. Can you talk about them a little bit?
Well, I couldn't be more proud of all of them. You know, these guys that are setting up here, they played well tonight, and we won a big-time game, but they're great young men, and that's who we are. I mean, Vincent Taylor and Stearns and Mason and James and this team, they're quality young people. The group from San Antonio, Austin Hayes, Siner was terrific tonight. As I said to start the bowl, I didn't realize – how many players that we had on this team from this area that have made a huge impact on our program. And it was fantastic for all of them to get an opportunity to play well tonight. Hayes makes the huge catch on 3rd and 12. You guys can tell I love my guys and proud of them for who they are and what they stand for. And when they play like this, it makes it even more rewarding because they put a lot of time and effort in and they deserve it.
Question in the back.
Yeah, Mike, what percentage, just to start this off with, what percentage of man-to-man coverage would you say they gave James tonight? It's close to 100, wasn't it?
I would have to know total plays up until the midway through the second quarter, and they stopped after that. Yeah. So we had 74 total plays. I'm going to say that probably 15 of 20 until he went out, they were in man coverage, but that's what they do.
Yeah.
Even when they're in a zone coverage, a quarters coverage, essentially it's man, and that's what they live in.
Now, how surprising is that? Because that's what Pittsburgh does, and look what he did to Pittsburgh. Colorado's got better defensive backs than Pittsburgh does for sure. But
that's right. Colorado has six guys on defense that are going to get a chance to be in the NFL, whether it's drafted or in a free agent, whatever. There's six guys that are being evaluated by the NFL. So I can't speak for them, but I'm just guessing that, you know, two of the deep balls were right there in front of me on our sidelines, and James just ran right by that guy, and I think maybe they underestimated how fast he was. You know, the one he dropped, but he just blew right by him, and so it just worked for us.
Other questions? You have a question?
But still on the passing thing, nobody's really thrown on them all year. You came in, it looked like the game plan was to still attack them with through the air. I mean, why did you feel like you could do that against them?
I just think Mason throws a nice deep ball, and I think we have guys that can go get it. We practice throwing the deep ball a lot, and I think it makes us better. This year we were able to run the ball effectively, which added – to our offense. Worst case scenario against a defense that plays that way is there's the ball being thrown down the field and there's two guys going after it, one's on defense and one's on offense. And the guy on defense is at a disadvantage because he not only has to defend the play, but he can't interfere. The guy on offense has an advantage. In that style of defense, you're going to get that look. That's really what we do. Until the second half, they start playing so far off, we didn't have many opportunities there, and so it added to a few different things that we could do in the running game.
Mike, Blake had two big catches tonight, one for a touchdown, mm-hmm. and goes from walk-on to scholarship and playing his last game. Can you talk about him for a sec?
He falls in the category of these other guys. He comes from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and one of those guys that should have been recruited, he wasn't, came in, and we put him on scholarship, and we're really going to miss him and Zach Beach and the Cowboy back for what they bring to our offense. They're good receivers. They're tough. They're smart, and they understand our offense, and I couldn't be any more happy for them. You know, some of the things you didn't see tonight, you know, Jarwin made catches and did a lot in the blocking area. You know, Zach Veach was really physical in our running game on the backside on their good player. I think he's 98. Couldn't remember if it's 98 or 38. It's got an 8 in there. But and then Juwan Seals and how physical he was in the blocking game tonight. I mean, those guys really pounded on him. And I think that set the tempo. And by halftime, I felt like that you know, we had delivered a lot of blows and it would be tough for them to recover.
Here.
Coach, referring back to your San Antonio quartet, just a question on to your team's arrival here earlier this week, to the celebrations, to the festivities, to the culture of the city of San Antonio ending tonight. What are your final thoughts on your time spent here in the city of San Antonio?
Well, I hadn't been able to get to that part yet, but, you know, the Valero Alamo Bowl was awesome. And we were here, I guess, 6 years ago, and they have made big-time upgrades. And it's a great week for us. Our fans, our family, our children, our players, they're going to do good anywhere they go because we're appreciative of where we are. But the people in San Antonio, the Riverwalk area, the practice facilities, the food, the hotel accommodations, the staff, the dinners we had, the luncheon was awesome. The luncheon was an hour, and it was exciting. Nobody wants to go to a two-hour luncheon, and they did it the right way. And they have upgraded this bowl, and it was fantastic. And I'm just excited that we were able to play well here, and especially with as many players as we have from this area and from the state of Texas.
Question up front for Mark. Mark, right here.
Mike, you talked earlier this month about what the win in 2010 here did for you guys going into the next year, and you guys kind of got a similar bump 2 years ago with the Cactus Bowl. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's something to that, and do you think the performance tonight can sort of carry into this, what you guys want to do in the spring and fall?
Well, when you asked me that, you guys asked me that a month ago, and I said, you know, there's not any guarantees one way or the other, but it certainly – stimulates a lot of excitement with the players, the fans, the young men we're recruiting, and the overall concept of, you know, chances are you're talking about a team that's going to finish top 10 in the country. Double-digit wins for 5 of the last 7 years. At some point in the top 10 in the country, 7 of the last 9 years. So a win like this doesn't guarantee anything, but it certainly means a lot for the seniors, the organization, and the people that put a lot of time and effort into success.
Final two questions, one in the back, one here.
Coach, the Colorado players said when they came up to the podium that they felt like the fact that you guys had bowl experience and they didn't made a difference tonight. What do you think about that, and what do you think about having success on a night like this, what that can do for your young players having success in these big games going forward?
Those comments could be very true. They haven't been to a bowl in a while, and it's different. These guys understand how to handle themselves, and I said that during the week. Colorado was thrilled to death to be in a bowl. Their fans and everybody, the coaches, and they should be. They had an advantage there over our guys because it was important for our team to understand preparation for this game, and I'm guessing that we had an advantage based on we'd been there, we understand it, and that could have helped us. I would not disagree with that. And for the young players on our team, they've got a lot of weight on their shoulders because they've got to continue on with these seniors left us with. And fortunately for us, that challenge was with Stearns a year ago, and it was with the senior a year ago, and it's continued each year here at Oklahoma State. And we're just fortunate to be along for a heck of a ride.
Final question.
Mike, you carry a lot of momentum offensively next season with who you bring back, but two of your offensive line starters tonight are gone. Mm-hmm. Do you like the young group of offensive linemen that you bring back, and do you think some of those guys have the potential to fill those roles?
Yes. We're going to miss those guys. Wilson has been a warrior for us. I mean, he's had he ought to get a degree in kinesiology without even going to class with all the treatment that he's had and the medical help and the rehab. And then Victor Sulaco was awesome. I mean, what a great take for us to bring him in and start 2 years at left tackle. And even more, what a great young man. I mean, humble, makes 3.5 GPA, he's going to graduate, never says a word, great family. I mean, it's just exciting to be around young men like that. But now we have to have two other guys step up. We have young guys in our program, and what's helped us, Kyle, is I think we've settled in on how we want to run the ball, more so than we have in those 3 years that weren't very exciting running the ball. So we should be more consistent in how we block. We have good backs. Obviously, 27's coming back. We've got young guys redshirting our program that we like. And so I think we can have up to 8 linemen next year that could play. I would love to play a first group and then after the 4th series put another group in and play. We may be able to do that. We'll see. So we're excited about them, but they certainly are going to have to get some quality reps, and we need to stay consistent with what we're doing so we get quality reps and we don't waste our time.
Thank you, Coach Gundy.
All right, guys. Thank you all.